Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue through this 31st week of ordinary time. And let us celebrate your love and glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we are recognizing the 15th chapter of Romans, but we are also recognizing the memorial of Saint Leo the Great. He is what is known as a pope, because he was pope. He's what is known. They used to call him a pope. Why'd they do that? Well, because he was the pope. Oh, okay. I got it. And he's a doctor of the church, which is someone who's recognized as someone who has great wisdom to help the church. He was born in 400 AD, according to Wikipedia, and he died in 461. So he lived in, therefore, the 5th century, and this is the post-Constantine 5th century. So Christianity has now been accepted in the Roman Empire. Now, one of the things that we're looking at within the context of this is now that Christianity is accepted in the Roman Empire, it gives people freedom to kind of explore and understand what it is we actually believe. So it was under Constantine that we had the Nicene Creed, which is the creed that we recite at Mass. Well, what's going on now is Pope Leo the 13th is famous for what is known as Leo's Tome, or the Tome of Leo, in which he describes and explains the reality of Jesus having two natures. That was an incredibly intense discussion for the time, because people, and people still today, seek to understand how Jesus is fully human and fully alive, and some people reject one side or the other. And so there are some who will say, not within the Catholic Church, but some will say that Jesus was half human and half divine, or he was a human form sent by God, or he's created by God as son. None of that is true. He was and is the second person of the Trinity. So he is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, as the Nicene Creed explains. So he wrote a whole tome helping people to understand what that actually means. Because if you really think about it, if we think in time, you know, it's fascinating to say something happened 100 years ago. But when we look at it within the context of all of time, we go, well, it was only 100 years ago. Sometimes we can be really obnoxious. I really hate it when someone says, well, this happened 10 million years ago, which makes it young in the universe's concept of time. Yeah, okay, yeah, but 10 million years is not young for anything. So let's keep that in mind. But for us, when we go back, we go back 100 years, we can see how much has changed in the past 100 years. And so it is a full 100 years ago, but in the concept of the way the whole world works, 100 years is not a lot of time. Well, so it's only roughly about 100 years after the Nicene Creed, and Leo is deepening again the understanding of what it means to believe in Jesus having the two natures within himself. He is fully human, fully divine. So he is fully human, like us in all things but sin. He did not commit sin because he is also fully human and fully divine. He is God. Now, one of the interesting things that Leo brings out in his tome is Jesus, as God, cannot suffer, but he becomes fully human so that he can suffer when he becomes one like us in all things but sin. So we can recognize all he suffered on the cross, but he also had to suffer from everything else we suffer from as humans. You know, the times when it was just too hot to do anything. The times, I don't think he dealt with too much of the cold being in Israel, but or Judah, but you know, the times when it was too hot to deal with anything, the times when he felt rejected by everybody, all those things that humans feel, he felt. The one difference is he didn't commit any sin. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
Hey, don't forget our parish website, ST for Saint Anthony Allston.org. That's Saint AnthonyAllston.org, and we're located right here in Allston, Massachusetts, in the 02134 area code. We're back, and we're looking at something St. Paul is saying in the 15th chapter of Romans. That's part of our first reading today. And he's bringing out something that's really powerful. He's talking about the fulfillment of another prophecy. So what he's talking about is, understand a little bit about who Paul is. Paul and Peter were both out evangelizing along with the other apostles, but they came to a point where they realized that Peter would still evangelize to the Jews, but Paul would evangelize to the Gentiles. And as I was saying before, when we're talking about the Gentiles, we're talking about those who also had no foundation in Jewish scriptures. Now, there were also Jews among them who would be embracing this new gospel, this new way, I think it was originally called. And these Jews would, as they are called today, would be known as Messianic Jews. So they may learn from them, and they learn this whole new way of understanding. And remember, Christianity is not a moral system. It more than anything, it is anthropology. It is a whole different way of understanding who we truly are as human beings. And this is it. So we're learning not only the natural truth that the Greeks understood, but also the supernatural truth that comes from the Jews, and we understand it through Christ and his death and resurrection. So he's explained all of this to these Gentiles, the Romans, and they're understanding this. And in light of this, he is, you know, telling them how, yes, you have learned this. Now you've learned this whole different way. You've come to understand. You've experienced miracles in your midst. And so you are embracing Christ in your midst. You're realizing in your prayer, in your communal prayer, in your personal prayer, something that is completely different than you ever understood before this. Now, this is who you are, and he's also bringing out that this is a prophecy come to fore. And so he cites a prophecy that we find in the 52nd chapter of Isaiah, where Isaiah talks about those who did not know of him will know of him. And that's, of course, what we see in the Gentiles. So we're seeing something else there that is really important, that this message, and this is key. If you're going to church this Sunday, which obviously I cannot more strongly encourage you to do so, but if you're going to church this Sunday and you're sitting among people who are of all different walks of life, even if they're all, you know, from the same general demographics as you, but they trace all their ancestry to all these different countries and all over the world. All of that is because of what we see with St. Paul. Because with St. Paul, this message goes out to everyone outside of the Jewish community. So now it's beyond that. And now this message of truth is being communicated to the world. And people are understanding this, but this was always God's plan from day one. How do we know? We read it in the scriptures, and one of the scriptures we see is Isaiah 52, where the Lord, speaking through Isaiah, says that this day will come where, you know, all will come to know the Lord. They'll all be able to understand his truth. And of course, we know that all will come to worship the God of the Jews in Israel, in Jerusalem. So we understand all that. We see all that. We see all of this that has come together. And Paul is explaining to them basically their part and his part in this prophecy coming to truth. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget, the best way you can support our parish and our program is to come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. That's at 43 Holton Street, H-O-L-T-O-N Street, in Alston, Massachusetts. Come to the 10 o'clock Mass and join us in worshiping the Lord in Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. In Cristo vivimos.